Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, just in, Donald Trump now is appealing to the Supreme Court, trying to block the release of his January 6 related White House documents on the grounds of executive privilege. Remember, the Court of Appeals said that he had to produce them. And remember something, he doesn't have to produce anything. These are records that are at the White House. There's only one president at one time, and that's Joe Biden. Joe Biden gets to invoke executive privilege if he thinks he has to, and he can waive it if he doesn't think it's necessary. Joe Biden has waived executive privilege. He's the only president that has the right to talk about it. Trump says he's the president. He's lying, of course. He's spread this disinformation all around every state in this country, but he's saying, even as a former president in the alternative, first, I am the president. You know, there are guys who thought they were Napoleon, too. Remember, they'd always go around somehow with their hand in their shirt. I don't know if there's a historical basis for that saying Napoleon walked around with his hand in his shirt. A lot of people said Napoleon was very short and had a Napoleonic complex. It turns out I don't think Napoleon was all that short. And he didn't walk around with his hand in his shirt, but that's how people think of him. That's sort of like Trump walking around with his hand in his shirt going, I'm Napoleon. I'm the president. We bad. I'm the president. And by the way, if I'm not the president, I still get executive privilege. I can outrank Biden. Well, no. Court of Appeals said, no, that's not going to fly. Now he's trying to go to the Supreme Court. Now, here's the deal. What is he really doing? He's really just delaying. He's buying time. Because if he can tie this up, the Supreme Court goes, okay, well, we'll take the case and we'll hear it in July, or I should say June, because their end of term is July 1, or next fall. Then somehow, if Kevin McCarthy sneaks in as majority leader, this all goes away. That's all they're doing. It's not in good faith. It's a fake. What the Supreme Court should do is simply reject it summarily to let Congress go ahead and do its work. I'm hoping they do that, but one of the ways the Republicans on the Supreme Court who are real sneaky about this is it only takes a few of them to hold it up, or maybe even one of them, and say, well, let me think about it. I want to vote to take it. What it is you go up with what's called a petition for a writ of certiorari. It's an old-fashioned term. It means a petition for a writ to put certainty in the decision. In other words, in this case, overrule the or reverse the Court of Appeals. It only takes four of them to accept it, believe it or not. So even if Roberts goes with the Democrats, and even if one other Republican goes with the Democrats, four Republicans on there can take it and delay this thing till June and probably till next fall. So stand by. If that happens, that's just a Republican signal that they're protecting Trump. If, on the other hand, they're in good faith and they go, this is ridiculous, he's not the president, he doesn't have executive privilege, then what you're going to see is this is going to be pretty quickly disregarded, dismissed, rejected, his writ's going to be denied, and then Biden can turn it over. Now, there are many, many documents that they want to turn over. There are many, many documents that Benny Thompson and that committee want to turn over. But one of the documents that's very, very key is the record of Trump's phone calls on January 5th and January 6th. Because there's other evidence that Trump called the Willard Hotel from the White House on January 6th, hours before the insurrection, to coordinate with the planning committee of the insurrection. They met at the Willard Hotel, and Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani, and some of these other lowlifes were the ones who were coordinating it. And the plan was this. Pence would hijack his ceremonial role as the guy who was going to receive the certifications from the 50 states, the 50 secretaries of state, the majority of whom are Republicans. There are more Republican governors than Democrats, and there are more Republican secretaries of state than Democrats, and they unanimously certified the vote. And they were leaning on Pence to use his ceremonial role to say, no, I'm not going to accept it and accept alternate Trump electors. And as you know, in Wisconsin, there were 10 electors selected as Trump electors by Voss, This fellow Spindell in the Wisconsin Election Commission was one of them. He's one of our election commissioners. And then they fraudulently sent those in as the electors. That was a forgery, in my view, because they falsely said to the Senate, these are the electors, and they weren't the electors, and nobody's done anything about this. They should do something about it. And they wanted that done in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. That's it. They weren't going to do anything with California or Alabama or New York or Mississippi. And then Trump would be president, and everybody had groan and moan and groan, but it would be like 1876 when Rutherford Hayes did something like that to Sam Tilden, which nobody remembers anymore. Well, Trump is a criminal. He's a criminal. And he was calling over there to coordinate with his planning team who ginned up the insurrection. These are the people who should be prosecuted. These are the people who should be prosecuted. The sad sacks that went up there, I'm not talking about the planned group that went up there. They committed major felonies, but a lot of just people suddenly get a Facebook invitation from Donald Trump going, come to January and come on January 6th, save the date. Big thing's going to happen. I can't tell you what it is. Oh, wow. They all go out there. The president of the United States talks to him. He gets up there in person, says, march on the Capitol, take back your country. Nobody's going to do it for you, and I'll lead you. I'll be with you. And as usual, like he did in Vietnam, he went skulking and sneaking off to the side and went back to the comfort of the White House. And these guys go up there. They don't know what they're doing, half of them. Suddenly they get carried away. They're beating up police officers. They're committing felonies. And the idea of that phone call to the Willard Hotel Command Central for this, for the insurrection, and for the larger purpose of putting in fake electors, that phone call was simply to trigger it, tell them, okay, get the final planning before this happened. And there were people that went to that insurrection who marched in military formation. You can look at it on the video. Military experts can see these guys were trained, and they were the ones who were leading it. So what's going to happen with Trump in the U.S. Supreme Court? Is the U.S. Supreme Court an independent court that upholds the Constitution? We're going to find that out. We're going to find that out. Now, it's not really an independent court. Throughout its history, you have had Democrats and you've had Republicans, and they have gone this way and that way. But since the Dred Scott decision, since the decisions that triggered the Civil War, we haven't had a corrupt Supreme Court who deliberately undermined our Constitution. We're going to find out pretty quick whether that's what we have right now. We're going to find out very quick if that's what we have right now, because it only takes four of them to take the case. It takes five for Trump to win the case, but with four of them, they can grant a petition for writ of certiorari. That puts the brakes on everything with Trump, every document, every phone call. And then they pretend to think about it and stroke their chin, and they go, we don't know. We must be very wise, extremely wise. We are not the nine sanctified guessers. We are the nine sanctified wise men, okay? That's what these people have, pretty high opinion of themselves. Then they'll sit on it, and if they hold oral argument in May or June, they have to get their written decisions in by July 1. And then they go on recess till September. They take July and August off. And they never write anything that quick. They'll say, we'll write a decision this fall. This fall. Screw up the committee for the whole year. And then if Kevin McCarthy gets in, God forbid, Trump goes free. We'll see what happens. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. There's nothing you and I won't do.